How does an intellectually struggling Christian deal with the seeming concrete differences in synoptic gospels?
Been so long since I read books about that, but when I was moving through that period of my life, sort of encountering for the first time to what degree the synoptics, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, depend upon each other, and how then in that interdependence or telling the same story in different ways or with some different words, how to manage all that. I was very helped by George Ladd's book on criticism called The New Testament and Criticism. Of course, about 50 years old now, I suppose, or 40. And some things you work through. You work through, like, what about the evidences for the resurrection, or what about how the synoptics relate? And you work it through, you get it to your satisfaction, and then you don't go back to it much anymore. And that's the case with me. There are things being written today that are, I'm sure, as good or better than George Ladd, that are in the same vein. Bottom line is, I don't think that the synoptic gospels contradict each other in what they say happened, but that they complement each other. They're like portraits. This is a portrait, and a person draws a portrait, and this is a portrait, and you look at them, and those are the same people, but these two people that drew the portraits drew it very differently, so that if you have Jesus say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," in Matthew 5, and in Luke 6, "Blessed are the poor," period. Do you say, which of those is right? I don't say which of those is right. I say either at the same time or different times, Jesus said these things, and that inspiration for me means that Matthew understood according to his intention is absolutely right in communicating the mind of Christ, and Mark understood according to his intention is absolutely right according to the mind of Christ, and when they say things in different ways, they are not contradictory, but mutually illumining. So it has a great deal to do with intention of the writers. But I would just encourage you to poke around and find the best evangelical scholar. Do you want to suggest a book, David? Blomberg?
Blomberg's done some good work on it.
Yeah. Name of the book? Get one in mind? Synoptic Gospels or just the Gospels or Craig Blomberg and others. But once you go out there and just poke around, you'll find books. This is for those of you who are really rigorous and want to dig down deep into how it actually works out in particulars. But in principle, I want to say it helps me to think in terms of portraits. Portraits are different than photographs. Portraits are drawn in order to let the artist make the lips curl just a little bit, like Mona Lisa, so that it says something. And another portrait has the eye tilted a little bit differently, and that says something. And those two things are very different, but not contradictory.